All right, let's get to some group therapy, shall we?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Samantha says, first of all, thank you, too, for being a constant in my life for as long as I can remember. LOL.
Thank you.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
I've got something for you. Has someone ever been too broke to get invited somewhere? Let me explain. My friends and I are planning a little trip out of town. Nothing crazy, just a fun girls' weekend. But we didn't invite one friend, though, because, well, we know she isn't doing well financially.
Okay.
They have kids, work's been challenged, all the things. Even if she decided she could come, she could never afford to go out on the town like we all want to. It's a huge bummer, and this now feels like some secret trip, and I'm feeling guilty as it gets closer. Am I doing something wrong? What should I do? Should I say something to our friend? I don't want her to think we weren't thinking of her. I really need your advice. That's tough.
Yeah. I mean, because you don't want to necessarily assume that you know the entire story.
Right.
You know, you see it from the outside.
Or maybe what she shared.
Yeah. I mean, I think I probably would have invited her. Did she say that she knows that she would have, like, come if she was invited when she shouldn't?
No, I don't think so. I think they just didn't invite her because they know that
her
situation would be a financial burden, and they didn't want to put that on her.
Like, awkward.
Which, yeah. I mean, it's sweet, but at the same time, I think anybody would want to feel included, and you kind of let her make that decision on whether she could swing it or not.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking is, you know, you don't necessarily know the entire story, so, you know, you offer up the, hey, by the way, we're all planning on a girls' trip, let us know if you can make it, and, you know, your friend's going to know whether she can financially afford it or not. And so, I mean, unless you don't trust her judgment, and it's something where it's like, okay, I know she's going to say yes, let's go.
Even though she shouldn't.
And then once we get there, she's not going to want to do anything because she doesn't have any money, or we're going to have to pay for her, basically.
I get the mindset that they don't want to put her in the position to have to make the decision to not be, because then she'll know, well, they're all going to go off and have a great time and then I can't go, and she's going to know about it and sit back home and feel bad. Like, there's that aspect of it.
Yeah.
And then, but then there's also the whole, we've got an agenda and things that we want to do, and then we're going to feel bad if she feels like she can't go with us. And then she's like hanging back at the cabin, condo, wherever they are.
Yeah, the hotel, whatever it is, yeah.
Exactly. And then that's a bummer for everybody, too. I get all that. But at the same time, I think you still invite her, right?
I think so. All right, so how have you handled this situation in your life? Do you have any comments? 502-795-1997 is our number. Samantha's a little... well, she's feeling some sort of way because they haven't invited her friend who she feels can't afford this girls' trip on the girls' trip.
Yeah, and so she feels guilty about it, obviously. Cassidy says on Facebook, I think you should at the very least invite her. Maybe she's got a little fun for a day she's wanted to do for a while. Maybe if she can't go, you all might be able to find some options that are just as fun but not as expensive. Yeah. If you have to ask if you're a good friend while asking the radio if you should sneak around behind her back, the answer's no. Don't assume. Having been that friend, if I wanted to go, I would have made it work. Also, if multiple of you are doing just fine and you really want her there, you could definitely buy her dinner, drinks, stuff like that to kind of, you know, lighten the burden. Do better. She deserves better.
Now, listen, we don't know where the girl's trip is. It could be, I don't know, maybe it's some sort of, maybe it's more expensive than what we're thinking.
Well, and that's another argument to the, okay, well, then let's make it a little bit more affordable for everyone so everyone can go. Courtney says on text line, as the friend who never gets included because I'm always broke with kids, I wish my friends thought of me because sometimes I could figure it out.
Yeah, and that's kind of bringing it back to the point I made earlier where you don't necessarily know her situation from her point of view. Like, you know, you see from the outside, and maybe she complains about money all the time. Maybe she's talking about, you know, what a burden it is and things like that. But sometimes you know, you can figure that out. And if it's, if it's important to her to be with her friends and things like that, she'll make it work. But I also,
I
like
the most important piece of it is to feel like they want her there.
Yes.
Like, you know, it wouldn't be the same without you being there and that kind of thing.
And, so, you know, if you're not, I mean, if it's not like this weekend or something, you still have time to come back and say, hey,
plan and save.
FYI.
Yeah.
We're kind of planning this girls trip and
we're kicking this idea around.
And what do you think? We'd love for you to be there. You know, let us know. It's coming up here in a week or so. You know what I mean? So like, you still have time to make it right.
Yeah. Kimberly says on Facebook, always invite her. Let her decide if she can financially afford it or not. After all, it's her finances, not yours. If she finds out she wasn't invited, that's going to be worse. She's going to get her feelings hurt.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
She's going to feel like she's on another tier of the friendship, like a lower tier.
Yeah. Yeah. We did get a message from a listener. I've been in that same situation. I'm the friend who does not like to spend thousands of dollars on a girls trip. So when girls trips were planned, it was presented to me that the trip would cost around $5,000. So I respectfully declined. But then I found out later the trip truly cost several thousands of dollars less, and ooh, I actually could have gone on the trip. So I was penalized for not wanting to spend extravagantly, and it just goes to show you that there's mean girls at all age groups.
Ooh.
Interesting.
That's tough. Yeah. Well, yeah, I think hopefully they're being transparent with, you know, the actual cost of what the weekend is going to be, so that she will have accurate information to make the decision on.
Listen, we're getting a lot of texts from that friend. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
So a lot of
being
people,
the friend that was left out.
Right. A lot of people are saying, hey, I have a bunch of friends. I'm the only one with kids. They never ask me to go anywhere.
Yeah. Trina says, ask her. Let her decide. Also, if she's a mom and has kids, she probably needs it more than you know.
Yes.
Yeah, would it hurt all of you to each night pitch in a few extra bucks each, split her dinner? I mean, you did say weekend, so it's not like a 2-week trip.
Right.
That's something a true friend would do. I have 4 friends, only one with kids. They never ask me to go anywhere, and it hurts every time.
Yeah. So I think that's what we do. If it's not too late, go back and invite her. And let her decide.
Exactly. Yeah. She needs to feel included. That's the most important part. Whether she goes or not, she needs to know that you all want her there.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Have fun on the girls' trip. Make sure you invite her. Samantha, send us pictures.
Have fun.
Kelly's a little miffed that she wasn't invited, but okay.
I'm a little upset. I'm going to be sitting over here being the friend that was left out.
Right. All right. There you go. That's group therapy.